Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
大家好，我是 Helen， 欢迎收听 BBC 都市略影节目。
And I'm Rob. Welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English.
我们今天的主题是 Lucky Charms， 幸运符。
Let's hear a few people tell us what they consider to be their lucky charm.
在接下来的片段中，我们将听到一只小黑象 ，a black elephant， 一颗石头，还有数字十一。是不是所有人都相信幸运符呢？
It's a little black elephant I found when I was 9 years of age, and I've kept him ever since.
I carry around a turquoise stone, which for me it's like a healthy, happy thing that I carry around just to keep me content.
I don't believe in lucky charms or lucky anything really. I like the number 11, and that's about it.
So not everyone believes in lucky charms.
刚才听到的第一位女士已经年过半百了。她九岁的时候找到了一只小黑象，她至今还保存着它呢。She has kept him ever since.
The second lady carries a turquoise stone. It keeps her content.
Content 在这里是满足的意思。绿松石 ，turquoise stone， 这种石头非常漂亮。难怪第二位女士戴在身上，觉得能够给她带来满足感。
And the final young woman likes the number 11, but she doesn't believe in lucky charms.
最后一个女孩说，什么幸运符她都不相信，她仅仅是喜欢数字十一。
So why do some of us have lucky charms? Felicity Powell, who curated a special lucky charm exhibition in London, spoke to the BBC about the effect of charms.
请留意 Felicity 对人类为什么会佩戴 charms 的分析。他提到了 anxiety 焦虑 ，fears 恐惧 ，worries 担忧。
I think they say a huge amount just about the human condition, which is that when we have anxieties and fears and worries, that often those things don't really have a shape.And so, if there's something, an object, it almost gives a shape to that anxiety and is reassuring. It's a thing of great comfort and solace.
Felicity 分析说 anxiety, fears, and worries 都是无形的 They don't have a shape.
So, people use objects to symbolize and give shape to their feelings.
东西 objects. 我们把我们心中的感觉和一些东西连在一起这样的话我们会感到放心。It's reassuring.
Felicity believes that with charms, people feel great comfort and solace. It eases people's fears, anxiety, and worries.
Solace and comfort, 在这里都有安慰的意思。
In the exhibition, the objects on display are from the past century. But I think our connection to charms or similar objects goes far back.
I agree. 我想幸运符从古时候就应该有了。Here's Felicity again.
It's so ancient. I think the thing that's really fascinating about it is that it spans time. And also every single culture, every kind of religion has had something which is a charm or an amulet.
Felicity explains that charms span time. They have a long history behind them.
贯穿时间 span time. 而且每一种文化 every culture, 每一种宗教信仰Every kind of religion 都有自己的护身符。
That's what we call an amulet.
Amulet 就是护身符。How is it different from a lucky charm?
Well, as the name suggests, a lucky charm is believed to bring you luck in life.
Charm 也有护身符的意思，但人们更相信它能带来幸运，所以我们也说 lucky charm。
There are lots of different things people can have as their lucky charms. The acorn is a very popular shape for people scared of thunder and lightning.
橡树果 acorn 的形状是很多人的幸运符。那么这里面有些什么神奇的力量？
Actually, it stems from the belief that the god of thunder lives in an oak tree. And so therefore, if the god of thunder is in an oak tree, the oak has a special power to protect.
So it won't strike you down.
Yeah, and interestingly, people would hang acorns in windows because it was always believed that lightning came in through the window.
According to Felicity, people believed that the god of thunder lived in an oak tree, so the oak was thought to have special protective powers.
橡树 oak 是非常坚硬的树木，人们相信雷神 the god of thunder 住在橡树里，所以认为橡树果形状的东西有特殊保佑的作用。
So Helen, do you believe in lucky charms?
Yes, I do. I wear a small jade pendant to keep me safe.
Mm-hmm.
玉坠 jade pendant. How about you?
No, I think it's all too superstitious for me.
Well, I'm going to hold on to my little jade pendant. I'd be lost without it.
不管你有没有幸运符，我们都祝大家能够过得开开心心、平平安安。谢谢收听，我们下次再会，拜拜。
拜拜。
BBC Learning English.